I'm going to change the name of the song. I'm doing everything in the rain, everything in the rain. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Well, it could be worse.
It could.
Because I have a lot worse, because right now we just have a little bit of light rain being picked up all the Lime Rock, and pretty much that's it for the northwest corner. There's a band of heavier rain that extends from Liberty on up through Tannersville, on up through Pittsfield. That's not going to affect us. That'll stay in that area. That's at the front. The rain in Lime Rock and south with Elsa. And it's working northwestward. So I think everybody will see periods of rain as showers, maybe a thunderstorm today. That would be in the low 80s, and the showers will end tonight in the mid-60s. Your Saturday, hazy and humid. A shower, thunderstorm, possible. That happens. It's later in the afternoon, 80 to 85. Most places not seeing any rain. Sunday, some sun with showers and thunderstorms. Again, later in the day, low 80s. And Monday's cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms, more widespread. And a high around 80 degrees. Elsa right now is off the central New Jersey coast. Earlier this morning, when it was near Atlantic City, the Hurricane Center reported the Weather Flow Weather Station, which is the one that I have, reported a wind of 78 miles an hour. So the Hurricane Center is using the reports from Weather Flow stations to supplement their information, which is good to know. Obviously, they endorse that weather station. And my weather station this morning just continues to click away. I don't have to tell you about yesterday or today, but it's incredible. Right now, I have already had 3/4 of an inch of rain this morning. Yesterday, I had 3 inches. So here we are. We're almost at 4 inches of rain in 2 days. And what can I say? Who gets weather like this in July? I don't know.
Well, obviously we do that this year. You know, yeah. How about this? During the storm yesterday, during one of the thunderstorms, my phone didn't ring all day, and I normally get lots of spam calls. So finally, my cell phone rings, and it's Jill. Jill says, "Hey, what's the matter? Why don't you pick up your phone?" So I said, "Well, it hasn't rung all day." Something happened in the line. Listen to this: where if people dial my home number, they don't get a clicking sound. They like it answers. They get a clicking sound and stuff like that. Now, so I can't receive calls. I can make calls out. How is that possible? How is that possible that I can't receive calls, but I can make calls out? Frontier Communications, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing.
Boy.
So it looks like Saturday night is going to be good for the Sharon Playhouse. They have to deal with one maybe possible thunderstorm, but most people aren't going to get it. And Sunday for the Falls Village Car Show and everything that's going on in Falls Village, another actually okay day because there might be a thunderstorm, but it's not going to be like we've been going through the past couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way it looks.
That's really good news. That's all very, very good news. And tonight there's some events going on in Cornwall and also in Norfolk. And it looks like they might even be able to go off. So
I don't know about that. I would caution.
Okay.
Because we will get showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon into tonight, and then they will end. And I don't think they're going to end tonight till after 9 o'clock.
All right. No severe thunderstorms, but maybe some downpours?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's good to know. Well, so the Mets were canceled last night, huh?
Yeah. Several conversations with them. Like, I just, I never add my personal opinion, but I said, if you're going to start this game, this is what it's going to be like. I said, you're going to cover the field. I said, and then you're going to uncover the field for 20 minutes, and then you're going to have to cover it again. I said, that's the way it's going to go this evening. I said, and Elsa's rain after midnight, not before. And, they listened. They asked a lot of questions. They asked what the weather was for Saturday and Sunday. And then shortly after 6, I saw on Twitter that they canceled. I mean, I never get a phone call back to say, you're off the hook. You know, the game is canceled for tonight. Never get that. I have to find out otherwise. But I'm pretty pooped, to say the least. And I won't be going to the lake because I have that birthday party tomorrow. And it's just as well because, you know what, Marshall? If I go to the lake, I've got more work to do. Yeah. So I'll just stay home and chill out.
Well, I want you to have a good weekend. And we'll check up with you on Monday and see if we're still floating.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.